love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah, big Thanksgiving Eve show. Man, do I love that Thanksgiving.
Yeah, me too. I was on here in K-Rock with Nicole before we went on the air, and she was taking inventories and things she was thankful for. And, you know, it doesn't seem like this year people are a little more sort of thankful or taking note or more more festive.
Maybe. Whenever, I don't know, whenever there's a... First off, I think we say that every year.
I've never said that. I don't remember saying that anyway.
All right. And then secondly, I don't know, wartime.
That's what I
know,
I think.
Election.
Right. That's what I think. It just feels very like we've been through a stressful, scary time.
Yeah.
And people are thankful for like having health and their family being together. And
Thank you very much.
The basic things are suddenly being made note of, I think.
When do you, by the way, as a human being, when does Thanksgiving overtake Christmas? And you have kids and it goes back again?
In college.
Forget kids for a second. Take them out of the equation. When does Thanksgiving overtake college, say?
Yeah.
19? 20? Why?
Because you're not being taken care of by anymore. You wouldn't dare accept, look forward to gifts from people who are...
Well, you didn't have any money.
But on the other hand, they wouldn't give you any gifts anyway. But on the other hand, you're looking forward to sort of seeing people.
Yeah.
Having an excuse to kind of gather with people and get a break.
Right.
And the Christmas break was often not about Christmas. It was sort of more about January. Because college Christmas breaks go like 3-4 weeks sometimes.
All right. Well, college. So college aside, you'd say about 18 or 19.
Yep. Or you're going to work and who the hell's going to give you a gift then anyway?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was talking to someone about that today, which is you start looking forward to the food.
The food and the relaxation and the fellowship.
And a little less of the... buying someone a crappy, fruit basket or something. And then if you're a Corolla, the whole present thing is woo.
I was showering this morning thinking to myself, I got to stop by Adam's house on Thanksgiving Eve just to behold.
Yeah.
Just to take in the Corolla affair.
Come on down, buddy.
I want to just taste it.
Yeah. You'll have a nice laugh. My dad introduces himself to you. Swear you two had never
met. But finally, it's going to be on your territory, though.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. I just got to, I'm going to light off a concussion grenade at 8 o'clock straight up.
get
everyone the hell out of there. Let's go. I got to get drunk. I got to decompress.
What time is starting?
I got to talk to Lou. I talked to my wife for 4 hours about what a-holes you are. We got to get you out of here.
Oh, your poor
Let's
wife.
Go. Let's go. No, none of my...
Does your wife, by the way, appreciate that I take some of that off of her?
No, she doesn't know. Yeah. She doesn't care. Yeah. I'm not going to have a lot of my my blood family there.
Oh.
I have a fair amount of, in-law step family there.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're regular. No, they're...
They'll appreciate what you have to offer.
Oh, they're good. They're regular people.
But your sister...
They're not Corolla.
Your sister will be there.
Your
dad will be there.
She's fine. My dad.
Mom.
Nope.
What? Blah,
blah, blah. Blah. No, my mom travels every year.
What?
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother goes
and hangs out with the Jews in Oceanside every year. And my mom travels. I haven't seen my mom on Thanksgiving for 25 years. And same with my grandma. I've never seen her. Everyone goes, well, here's the whole thing. Speaking of Thanksgiving, my parents got divorced when I was about 7 or 8. And because they're such idiots, they couldn't actually stomach seeing each other. They couldn't physically see each other or be in the same proximity of each other, which is bizarre because it's sort of like saying a piece of driftwood and a sterno log can't sit in the same basket together. My dad, I haven't even... The guy's strung together a sentence in 22 years. He can't be around my mom who won't get out of the room and stop yelling freak out? Are you kidding?
But Thanksgiving became your dad's holiday.
Yeah, it just started because he remarried, and he married someone who was sort of sane or human. Mm-hmm. My family's sort of unhuman, and so they had like turkeys, and you know they did normal
humanoid activities.
People put sweaters on and ate cranberries like humans.
But they ate the cut cranberry sauce, the Jell-O.
That's
humanoid. They were humanoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years back, got PO'd when I decided that I'd had an ass full of the honey-baked ham, and I wanted some turkey, and I got up and went to Gelson's about 4:30 in the afternoon, went down to the deli part, came home with a turkey breast in the middle of the dinner. By the way, you got to sound off when you're not having turkey. You know, you got to fly the no turkey flag. Like, hey, you don't say, yeah, come on over for Thanksgiving, and then you arrive, and like, yeah, we're going ham.
Yeah.
I've been prepping for turkey for like 4 days now.
Oh,
I'm on like a dark meat bender. Yeah, you understand? Yeah. I need dark meat, and they're like, oh yeah, we want with the honey baked. All right, I'll be back. I'll be back in 20 minutes, and I might pick up some cranberry while I'm gone too. So yeah. So anyway, I've never spent Thanksgiving with my mom, my grandma, just my dad. But then it's the step family. My sister come around, bring the nephews.
She's coming to us.
Oh yeah. Yeah, love those nephews. You know why? Children, so innocent. So they've done nothing.
Huh.
They get the good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The rest, I got some. Got a little. Sam's little got something in his sack for the rest of the family.
Yeah, just I love my nephews.
Yeah, so I'm in love with them.
No, I mean I really love them. I like to have sex with them. You miss my point.
Don't make sure they don't break into the bunker. Make sure the lockdown is in effect.
No,
the laser security.
Don't worry.
The facial, the retinal scans and all that.
Don't worry. They'll not get into the porn department.
And by the way, by the time those guys are 14, they're going to be wearing little latex thumbprint.
My nephews?
Yeah. They're going to be handling your utensils, getting a print out
Those guys. My nephews. First off, they have an uncle who's literally a millionaire.
Literally.
I'm going to buy them cars. Oh. Having a good time.
Ugh.
Yeah. My uncle lived at home in Philadelphia with his 80-year-old mom. I don't think my uncle had a car.
Ooh.
Let's put it that way. Everyone needs an uncle that's got a little something going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A little horsepower.
A little something. You know what I mean?
Well, it's good your sister
got a connection.
That.
Maybe you know what you need? Everyone needs an uncle that owns a restaurant or something like that. You know, little something. Into some cars.
Something
got a little something going on. Got a workshop or something. A little something.
A stranger, you got all that.
Oh, well.
You got a workshop. God. You got a car. You got a restaurant.
Oh, my God.
Those kids. Your nephews are doomed.
Those kids.
Doomed.
Oh, just don't. They just can't cross me.
You just
can't. That's all. Melanie?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay. I'm 19, and I'm dating this guy. He's 25 years old. And we've been together for a year. And... Mm-hmm. I was on the Depo-Provera shot. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's birth control.
Hold on a second. Let me say this one thing. People must think, boy, I've heard Adam calls dad a pussy 400 times on the radio. I've heard him say horrible things about his mom. Where must they live that they don't have radios? I mean, could you imagine the huevos on this kid? Calls his dad a pussy and then he's going to see him, in 17 hours at Thanksgiving? Part of the reason I'm free to speak about my family is no one's ever heard this radio show. I've never heard it. I mean, there's no way. There's no circumstances under which any family member would ever listen to this radio show. Or, if I'll put a finer point on it, have been up later than 9:15 in the evening.
And would they hear something? Their friends tell them stuff once in a while. Your grandmother, anyway.
That's it. My grandma, the beauty of my mom, and my dad's, they have no friends.
Oh, good. Okay.
And there's
well,
nothing.
Few. Huh, good.
No, listen, let's put it this way. Drew, you could, we could do a whole scenario where you said Adam's had a seizure.
My God,
he swallowed his wallet.
Right.
Chris, get the call 911. In which case Chris would probably kibitz with some carts for a little while.
Just stage your death. Just stage your death.
And then eventually go call 911. He's probably say after the next break.
Yeah, have to make it realistic.
Right. Stage roll death. It could all go down on the radio. It'd be fine.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's liberating. Yeah. It really is.
Nice.
We're talking to Melanie?
It's Melanie.
Okay.
Melanie.
See,
Melanie.
Drew's wife listens to the show. And that's
is,
tough.
Is listening a fair description?
She monitors. She monitors the show. That's right. She monitors the show. And
although, she, by the way, I'll remind you, has been a Corolla fan for a little while.
She's been a good woman.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I'm saying this. There are many things that you could say that could be misconstrued and it could hurt feelings, and especially when your feelings are delicate, like on your wife and many wives and parents and moms and things like that. So the point is you do have to pussyfoot a little bit, you know, not have to lie, but you just, you know.
Just to preserve people's feelings.
You got to preserve people's feelings, but when you're Corolla.
You don't have to worry about it. Melanie.
Yeah.
Obviously, we know what Depo Provera is, please. So go ahead. What about Depro?
Okay. Anyway, I was on Depo Provera and it made me feel real sick. So I started taking the
Oh, this is great, Melanie.
All right. Let's keep on keeping on. Enzo.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening, Dad? Big Ferrari fan?
No, actually, yeah.
There you go.
What kind of Ferrari you're talking about?
The Enzo.
Well,
yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. What's up, Enzo?
I wanted to know, what's the recipe for your cranberry sauce?
Listen to last night's show.
Mm-hmm. Engineer Anderson, who I can never tell if is being heard on the air or not, said listen to last night's show. But he's calling from Phoenix, so he missed last night's show. Yes, Drew?
Mm-mm.
No?
Yes. Well, he missed. Yes, he missed it. Right. He's not going to. If he didn't listen, he would have missed it. Correct.
That's right. So yeah, listen, Enzo.
Yeah.
I am going to give you the cranberry recipe. One sack, 12-ounce sack of loose cranberries.
12-ounce?
12-ounce.
That's what's in there. Oh, interesting.
Fresh, loose cranberries.
Organic.
Yeah, they don't have to be organic.
Just raw.
Yeah. Although you got to watch out with those pesticides. Drew, you ever feel tired when you get up in the morning?
Yeah, strangely enough.
Yeah, you know what goes on?
What happens?
Toxins build up in your body.
Oh, tell me more.
Yeah, let me give you an enema. It frees you up. It makes you feel better. Do you understand? Drew, let me explain something. Your body is like a sponge.
Really?
Okay? And what you put in your body.
What's a sponge like?
Well, I'll tell you what the sponge does is gathers things and hangs on to it. Okay. And we live in a toxic environment.
Toxic.
The
air. Sounds scary.
You ever see there? Okay. The water you drink. Toxic. Okay. The meat you eat, meat is very toxic. The
food is toxic. Processed. It must be full of toxins.
It's full of toxins.
Toxins must full be toxic.
Toxin. It's toxic.
They must
right.
be. They
the
must
toxin.
Be.
So what happens?
Same word, right? Must be
stuff.
The same thing. Toxin,
you eat all
toxic.
That stuff, and you pass the stuff that's not bad, but the toxic stuff stays in you. It builds up.
I get a mucus ever, shunt yeah, in my yeah, bowel.
Yes, shunt in your bowel. You ever see like an old pipe, like 50-year-old sewage pipe, and there's all that plaque and stuff built up? That's what it is. You ever feel tired in the morning? You ever feel like you want to take a nap about 3 in the afternoon? You ever feel like you can't find the right word or focus?
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's toxins. Okay, now, hold on. We have to flush those toxins out. Like a car radiator, you have to flush it out every once in a while, okay? So what I'm going to need you to do is bend over, okay, right now for me. Could you go ahead and, okay, well, how about the...
Don't look at me.
How about the highway patrolman who does enemas? And so it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna need you for me right now is go ahead and drop your trousers, okay, right now. And what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to have to, at this point, I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and drop your underpants right now and go ahead and spread your brown cheekies right now, okay, for me right now. That's what I need you to do. Then I'm going ahead and put some water-soluble lube on this prod. I'm going ahead and force up your rectum, okay, right now. I think if a guy did enemas, and because the highway patrolman during the day, enema administer at night, I think that's what it would sound like. Yes?
Yes.
All right. So, Drew, but you feel toxins built up in your body?
Oh, my God.
That's toxins. You got to get an enema. You feel so much better. All right.
I can't wait.
Then I'm going to need you to fast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need you to drink this stream water with just a little bit of cayenne pepper and some molasses in it, all right? Flushing. You got to flush. You got to detoxify.
Detoxify.
Detoxify. Oh, okay? You know how sometimes you eat a huge meal and you feel like taking a nap?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the toxins. That's red meat. I can feel. What I'll do, when I eat some red meat, initially I'll spike. I'll go up. I'll go, then I'll start to bottom out. I'll start to bottom out. That's the red meat.
I'm bottoming right now.
Bottoming out. Are you bottoming?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I get a white sugar bottom out, too. First I ride the high, then I bottom out. I'd love to take these nut jobs and not tell them what they ate. Somehow just force them
in. They've done it. Those studies have been done.
Of course. They would know the difference between goddamn carrot puree and a Big Mac up their ass.
The things that kills me more than anything.
Idiots.
That because they've never studied biochemistry, because they've never studied physiology, because they don't understand how complex it is, they don't even have the faintest idea about what the term toxin would be, were it to be poisonous to the system,
Drew,
that would have to be, how that works, how the body takes care of those things.
They don't think anyone dies of cancer, by the way, without living in a love canal or working.
Well, they die of cancer because the doctor gives them those poisonous medicines, and that makes them
die. Yeah, it's the environment. Yeah. An environment poisons you.
Yeah.
And then somehow the people that never get cancer, the environment missed them? Or
how's when you die at 90, what do you die of?
Toxins. Toxins build up. Your dune buggy flips over. That's a Jeff Ross joke. Here's my point. Do you realize? You know. There's like how there's 70% of society that believes in ghosts, and 40% believes in fairies, and 30% believes Elvis is still alive. 90% believes your body stores toxins.
Yeah,
I really do mean that.
Yes, but.
And believe that you need to flush the toxins out every once in a while.
That's such a primitive, bizarre concept.
I work with people that are Ivy League educated who buy into that crap.
Yes. They never studied science. The colon is outside the body. That's like flushing your skin.
Right.
It's flushing your skin. If you had a piece of Duke on your hand and you washed it off, that's what you've just done when you cleanse your colon.
Talk about coincidence.
No, I don't mean on your nails. I mean on your palm.
All right. But you do sometimes wake up in the morning and feel like you'd like sleep for another 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Toxins. Huh? Toxins. Chris. Well, no. Chris gets up at 11:30. That's right.
But that's why he has to get up so late.
Class at noon. Yeah. You know, you would get up. You'd be doing calisthenics
at 6 o'clock
if your body wasn't riddled with toxins.
In the morning?
That's right, buddy.
Oh, God.
I know, because you go to bed at 5:30.
Right.
After pulling off a hat trick.
Oh.
If your mom knew what you were doing just down the hall. Cry her eyes out. Such a hard working, proud woman, too.
Let's talk to Enzo some more. Enzo. You see what you triggered there, buddy?
Sorry.
You awake?
You got me going.
All right, so the cranberry recipe.
You got me going. One sack of cranberries. Now, look, the sack of cranberries will tell you to put in one whole cup of sugar. But don't do it. A little too sweet.
Two-thirds. How about Splenda? Can you use a little Splenda in there?
Wow.
What an idea, huh?
Now you're thinking. Yeah, but then that's going to be tough to calculate. If you're going to do that...
Do an experiment, please. I would love to know.
Little Splenda.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but true.
I love Splenda.
Yeah, but it's made from chemicals, and those chemicals build up in your body, and they cause a plaque, and then what ends up happening is you get cancer.
More toxins.
Okay? Or toxins. Toxins stored in your body.
Toxin bomb.
Yeah. You know how sometimes you're trying to think of something, like you were like, oh, I was going to say something, and then I forgot? Splenda. Enzo?
Yeah.
One cup of water.
One bag of fresh cranberries.
Boil up that water with that sugar and a little Splenda in there, if you want to do like Drew, and then put the thing, and then lower the flame, put the lid on the pot, get yourself some beautiful cranberry relish.
Sit for what, 10 minutes?
Just let it stew there for really 5 minutes.
So they'd be stirred or anything.
It's done. And Enzo, I'll tell you the other thing too. Because everyone in this country is such an idiot and they go for the can opener immediately, when you make this thing, you are the belle of the ball.
Right.
People are like, oh, my goodness.
Gourmet.
Oh, and they're like, out of the way with the stuffing and the turkey and the green beans. Look at this. Somebody made some beautiful cranberry. It seems so complicated and so involved.
Right.
You get huge credit for really something that's next to nothing.
Yes, perfect.
All right. Let's talk to Jimmy. Gave me a pillowcase size sack of cranberries.
How are you gonna
this year?
Just measure one for one water.
Did the math for the old lady, had her cook it up. You know what I'm saying?
But it's basically a cup of cranberry, a cup of water, a cup of sugar. It's 1:1:1
per 12 ounces. But Jimmy brought me a sack that had to use a pallet jack to get this thing into my house.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean it's a big.
They were so effing tired of hearing you talk about cranberries. I want to shut you up.
No, because I'm a dear friend. That's why. No, because Jimmy shops at you know, the Costco or the Price Club or whatever it is. Stuff doesn't come any smaller.
Yeah.
You know, you have your choice between getting a 700-pound sack of cranberries or one cranberry that's 550 pounds
that you can actually roll out of your car. I've rolled out that cranberry once in a while.
All right. Let's talk to Miranda. Miranda?
Hi.
24.
Hi.
Hold on. And here, Chris. What do you do? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to hang out with my family.
Yeah.
Which one? Which part? They're together? Well, separate?
No, my mom's family.
Mom?
Yeah.
You do? They do the cranberries? They do fresh cranberries?
Yeah.
They do? No.
They do flan?
No, they do everything.
Flan?
Flan.
No. Oh, Italian. She's the Italian.
She's Italian? Dad's Mexican, mom's Italian?
How could it be a Mexican Thanksgiving?
I guess you get... You do it at like 1 in the afternoon, then you get drunk and you fall asleep. That's how you do a Mexican Thanksgiving.
Lots of Coronas.
You take some shots.
Your mom's Italian, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So she can cook the cranberries, all right?
Yeah.
All right. And you do the
either
turkey.
Either her or my aunt.
You do the turkey. You don't do the ham?
Yeah, no, the turkey, definitely.
Turkey, yeah. Good.
The ham.
Good for you. Yeah. I got some more. I got more tips.
More respect.
I got more Thanksgiving tips. Oh, nice. We got to keep going, but just remind me.
Oh, yeah.
Miranda?
I will.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a question. I had a second trimester abortion, and after I have my period now...
Hold on, that was plaque.
Plaque building up our uterus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I created a toxin for myself.
That's what happens.
Well done, Miranda. Well happens. Done.
So,
I know.
So go ahead.
But now, an abortion question. Might the Chief Thunderbear be useful in this? Wait till after the break?
It's pretty sensitive. I can go get him.
He might have... I know he feels very strongly about abortion, so we might have to wait through...
He's pro papoose.
He's pro papoose, and we might have to wade through some of that. But
yeah, all right, let me get him.
All right, you want to go after the break?
He's been leaving earlier. He gets angry.
Right.
I saw him. He actually shot a flaming arrow at the Tetris machine. He was playing out
in
the Jock Lounge. Yeah,
angry?
He was angry. He's angry that Jed the Fish beat him. He cursed him. Hold on, let me go get him.
All right, Miranda, we're gonna get the American Indian gynecologist for you, okay?
Chief
here he comes, Chief Thunderbear. You there, Miranda?
Come on out, all.
Miranda? Uh-oh.
I think she's
Oh, Chief.
Pussy, Jed
Chief, Jay. Chief. Relax, buddy. Miranda, our caller, I believe has hung up. She became very intimidated by your presence.
Yeah, Jackie, I'm one. Jackie, a big teddy bear.
I know you like, yes, I know. You're a harmless guy, like women with large breasts. I know. You've said that before.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda?
Oh,
Miranda.
What one? Hit chicky, Anna, huh?
I know. Want to take another call?
Well, yeah,
I know. Yes, we interrupted the Tetris game. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I understand. But Chris, you know what's coming.
Me. Chicky, Anna, Senka.
Chris?
No, no, hey.
Oh, you've really got him this time. He's calling all the gods to help him. Oh, Chris, he's cursing you. I've never heard him.
Junior college.
Oh, no, Chris, he's going to. Chris, you will be. Oh, my God. This is Chris. He is cursing. He is cursing you. He is cursing all junior college students that they should never leave the confines of the walls of their facility.
Choke on stuffing.
Except to play hacky sack. Oh, my God. And he's also wishing you ill tomorrow with Thanksgiving. Chief, it's Thanksgiving. Give him a few positive strokes, will you? Please. I know. Well, he didn't cause the girl to hang up. We'll get another one. Hold on a second. Okay. Let's get a gynecology question. Give me 1 second to see what Dean is calling about here. 1 second. Chief. That's a commercial from the '70s. I know. Of course. Yeah, your people, yes.
No,
okay. Here we go. Yes. Chief, we have one for you. This is Dina, who is 20.
Yeah, hey, Dina.
Dina.
Hey,
Chief greets you. You are on the love line with Chief Thunderbear, the American Indian gynecologist, only Choctaw speaking. I'll try to translate for you. Dina?
Well, I was just wondering, how do you give oral sex to someone who's a hermaphrodite?
Okay, hold on.
Chop dong off with tomahawk.
Okay.
Hey, and
Chief is, first of all, saying a prayer for your soul.
Yeah.
Secondly, he is has a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
His name? The colleague?
Hey, Chief. Chief No Groin.
Chief, yes, Chief No Groin, who does sex change operations or sex gender assignment.
Yeah, so why would you want to change it? You've got, like, the best of both worlds going there.
Well, what do you got? What are you talking about?
What? Hey.
I mean, well, you know, being a hermaphrodite.
Well, hermaphrodites, there's really true hermaphroditism is extremely rare. It's probably not what you're dealing with. What is the situation?
Well, you know, like, it's kind of both female and male.
Mm-hmm. He's somebody who has a vagina and a penis.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
TP and peace pipe.
TP and peace pipe. That's correct, Chief. Mm-hmm. And is it because he or she, is it a he or she?
Hey.
Hey, it's both.
Brave or squaw? Dana, brave or squaw?
It's not both.
Brave or squaw?
Okay, it's a girl.
It's a girl. Mm. With is this somebody who's been on steroids?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a girl with testicles also? Okay, Chief, I'm sorry. I beg your pardon, Chief. I know, I've offended the gods. I'm sorry. Chris, bring the coffee. Give me the
just
coffee.
Just eat a pemmican and dried salmon. Now you bring up.
She's right here. You want to talk to her?
Hold on. We'll take a little break here. Chief's got to recoup himself.
Well,
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go down hallway for Twix.
Yes, we'll have some Twix. We'll have some peace pipe. Smoke a peace pipe. Mm. I'll explain to you about Dina.
Hey, come back. News and weather.
News
and traffic and weather.
And we'll be back with more Loveline.
8:29 after 8 o'clock.
Your English is getting very good.
Hey, okay.
I don't need to translate.
From Tetris.
I don't need to translate anymore. Yeah, you're perfectly good. Your English. No, I have to translate. All right, Chief. Okay. All right. I'll throw it to commercial as you say, Chief. Okay. The number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam will be back in a second. We'll finish up with Dina and her alleged hermaphrodite after this.
Line, hey, Chief Running Bear, Dr. Drew, hey, 800-LOVE-191, news and traffic, weather coming up, top of the
Chief, took one language to the other. One language to the other, buddy.
I'll
translate for you. The Choctaw's beautiful, poetic. Musical, it is. Oh, thank you. You're not so bad yourself. Thank you.
No homo.
No, I know. Well, they don't call it.
Well, watch it, Chuck. Now reach around. Hey, happy
I said,
ending.
Stick with the Choctaw.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you could be offended.
Well, hermaphrodite.
Okay,
Woodland Hill.
What happened to Kroll? I thought he was coming back here after that. He's in the hall. All right.
Hey, okay.
You want to get him?
Looking in mirror, masturbating.
Yes.
Hey,
Dina.
Dina.
Yeah. Can you get pregnant from that?
Well, what do you mean hermaphrodite? If she's a female and she has female organs, you can get
knock
pregnant.
Knock self up. Give self squat.
Also a penis.
No, there's not also a penis. There's not a functioning penis. There would not be testes. You don't have ovaries and testes. So what do we got here?
I do.
You do?
Well, no. But can I get pregnant?
Hold on. Hey, one crazy bitch. Hey,
This isn't making sense.
Hey, strung out on drugs. Hey,
probably, Chief, you're right. Yes. Drink them fire water. Let me discuss this.
Eat them peyote.
Yes, currently. But just before you speak, Chief, I'm going to try to clarify for this in English. Dina.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about here?
We're talking about a friend of mine.
A friend of yours. And what is she? There's something called testicular feminization.
Oh.
There's something called ambiguous genitalia.
Hey, Chief.
And there's hermaphroditism, but that is really rare. So what do we got here?
Well, now I'm all confused.
Right, obviously. But how did you meet this person?
Why don't you send me some emails?
No,
Chief is scared. Chief is
a junior college.
Chief.
I can, tell you that way.
Why don't we email you? No, it's not working out, Dina. However, because the Chief has picked up on a certain junior college scent here.
Email.
And earlier.
You send us www.kissass. Chris.com.
He had earlier set a curse upon the world. It was directed towards Chris, but it got more general because he was so upset.
No way. Hey, no coffee.
No coffee. Still no coffee. And it's going to require now that people that are in junior college will remain in junior college throughout eternity.
Oh, ancestors go die and run with buffalo and still at Snack Shack. Still play hacky sack. KO1 Corolla.
Thank you. Let's bring Corolla back in. You can play a little Tetris. Relax. We'll call you in a few more minutes. Thank you, Chief. Jed will be by in the morning. You can leave the headsets here, Mr. Chief. All right, good night. Thank you. Thank you. Chris, get rid of this guy. Corolla's a significant improvement, believe it or not. Thanks, Chief. Thanks, buddy. Good job.
All right.
Oh, man.
Wow, it was a long segment.
It was. He's getting a little wacky on us. He's learning a little English, and he's using sort of weird euphemisms.
Yeah, he's watching. I think he's been watching a lot of TV. I got him a TV.
What's he watching?
He's watching American TV. They don't have any Choctaw stations.
He's a disturbing guy.
He's picking up some English. I didn't hear. I was listening to Era.
Oh, yeah.
It's down the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to kill yourself now?
Yeah. I heard Band of the Bone. Play that 2,600 times a day. We need to hear that song again. Hey, instead of Bad to the Bone, how about we hear a song we never hear, like Hotel California? There's one. There's a great song. Legs by ZZ Top. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, wouldn't you love just to hear that song?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? Let me tell you something. If I was driving in my car and the song Hot Legs by Rod Stewart or Bad to the Bone came on, or Hotel California, or Witchy Woman by the Eagles,
and or any Eagle song,
or almost any Eagle song, and you busted the knob off of my radio,
you'd jump out of the car.
Yeah, good. I was just drive off a cliff.
No, you jump out of the car. Yeah,
even if you're like, yeah, but damn, there's only like 15 seconds of the song. Now, I'm doing it on principle. I'm gonna drive into a telephone pole. But you're right. Do that thing where you roll. You know, you don't see anymore. Watching TV in the 70s. About every other episode, everything he saw, someone did a shoulder roll out of a car. Someone jumped out of a moving car.
Or a motorcycle, or even an airplane, something, helicopter. Yeah.
No, one did a shoulder roll out of a helicopter.
It seems like they were moving out of objects all the time, flying out of objects.
They were jumping off of stuff, but they were rolling off of cars constantly. Yeah. Stick with me.
All right.
Not an episode of anything would go by without somebody having to jump free of their car.
Yes.
For some reason, the brake lines were cut, something had malfunctioned, and it wouldn't matter what you were watching. The sitcoms, they'd have a community forum show called Let's Rap on Sunday morning. They'd have a chick with a huge afro would just roll out of the show while it was moving. It was nonstop jumping out of cars and then jumping on the hoods of cars.
Oh, yeah, sliding across the hoods kind of thing?
Yes, and by the way, where are these miraculous pyramids of empty, clean boxes and alleys that you could eventually be ejected into off the car hood?
Yes.
My guess is you'd probably hit a bum, a syringe, or a sharp edge of a dumpster if you actually did ride on the hood of a car.
Or just
what you should hit in the alley. It's 99.9 brick, cement, and asphalt. You'd probably catch one of the bumps. I would probably catch like a galvanized plumbing clean out or something on the side of the building, which just impale me. Yeah. But it was always right into the boxes. And by the way,
or the fruit or something.
What's it? I don't have a crystal ball, but if someone's trying to get away from me in a car, jumping on the hood never really ends up in them slowing down to a safe stop and me coming back and arresting you. Always ends up me getting thrown into the boxes. Has it ever worked out? Why jump on the hood?
I know.
I don't even think it's an impulse. No. It would be great if you could stop them by jumping on the hood, but it never seems to work. You roll around for a while, and then you see a guy with the clear stuntman. I like when you see the wig on the guy, and he gets thrown in the boxes, and then the guy stands up, shakes his head. Are you ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah. We had an American Indian who wanted to speak to you about Chief Running Bear.
Where is he?
Let's see if this is him. I thought we might have lost him.
Hmm.
Thunder Bear, I beg your pardon.
Yeah. What'd you call him?
I'm Running Bear.
I kept calling him Running Bear, too. Yeah. I think he gets pissed.
Well, it's a subtle translational issue, Running Bear.
Well, you know
Thunder
what I
Bear.
Do is I just call him Mr. Bear, and it kind of saves me. All right. So the American Indian that wanted to talk to Thunder Bear, Scott?
Seems
all right. Andrew?
Yes?
16?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Turn the radio down.
Turn it down. I got a question. I've been dating a girl for about a month and a half.
Slow down here, Andrew. How old are you now?
I'm 16.
When was your birthday?
It's March 7th, 1988.
Yeah. 1988.
Yeah. I don't believe you've been dating anybody. You're way too squirrely.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I don't believe it's 16 either.
Squirrely, buddy.
I don't get 16.
Yeah, you ain't 16 and you ain't dating.
Or if he's dating.
All right, buddy. What, sorry, it was a nice try. All right, that's all right. Listen, you can't do that. I've been dating.
No, it's guys, turn down.
Yeah, but way too squirrely sounding to me. He's not, this guy's not dating anyone.
No. Well, he might be, but he's not getting anywhere.
No, you don't. Guys that are real super squirrely sounding don't.
Yeah, but what 14-year-old doesn't sound like that? You know what I mean? He could be a studly 14-year-old dating somebody.
A 14-year-old that's getting laid doesn't sound at all.
That's the point. He's not getting laid, but he could be seeing somebody sort of dating somebody.
No.
Tony?
Yeah. How's it going?
23. What's up?
I was just kind of curious. On what levels is self-injury like how bad is it? Or how,
It's a sign of severe psychiatric distress.
Severe?
Yeah. It means you're overwhelmed by your feelings to the point that your brain tries to find some means to handle it, and a primitive means is to start to cut on yourself to try to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I've tried, I have, a lot of, I guess it would be anger built up. Just from different things. I mean, not just girls and all that stuff, but not just one little episode, but I think stuff is built up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. You get very heavy feelings that are overwhelming, and you have to find a way to manage them or release them, so to speak.
You didn't say stuff.
And so people will cut.
All right, so Tony, how about a little therapy there, buddy?
Or they do drugs, or they act out. These are things that people do when they can't manage feeling states.
Yeah.
Well, you said therapy?
How about it?
Well, I feel like I can't really talk to anybody.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, that's understandable since you've been abused badly growing up, but on your own behalf, step up.
I've never been abused.
No one ever hit you?
No,
Never hit.
What do you do for a living?
Work retail.
All right.
Porn shop?
No.
Hey, what do you sell?
Really? Just
propane? What do you sell? Propane?
I work at retail, one of the major Walmart.
Walmart. So.
Oh, okay.
Propane.
Listen.
But Tony, look, you there must have been something going up. You said there's a lot of anger built up, right? Yeah. What's the anger from?
I really don't know, Dr.
All right, well,
all right, look. I'm putting Tony on hold because, look, it's like if you call up and you say something's wrong with my car, and they say, "Well, what's the problem?" And you go, "Well, maybe the tranny, maybe the engine, maybe the rear end, maybe the suspension."
I just don't know.
We're gonna take 14 hours to get to anything. Look, you have feelings. They're angry feelings. You're gonna hurt somebody. You're gonna hurt yourself, or you're just gonna have a miserable life. How about working it out? There are
ways to get it treated, but you must
do it. Yes.
You have to be willing to trust somebody else and take direction from somebody else, because your great ideas are ending you up right where you are.
That's right. All right. Should we take ourselves a little break, Drew?
Sure.
We'll be right back after this. Yeah, Love Line. Huge Eagles fans. We used to go out to a sports bar.
Here's your dad.
Yeah. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, that's Drew. Adam, you ready to rock?
Let's go.
You know, the rest of the world gets 2 days off, Drew.
Yeah,
we get one day off.
I'm working all the way through too. Hospital.
Oh yeah.
Except one day off from Love Line.
You're an idiot, but we don't get 2 days off. We just get tomorrow off.
That's right.
If you asked for it off, you could have got it off.
No.
Kind of sucks. Yeah.
No, because it's not. No.
We should have got tonight off.
No.
Why not?
It wouldn't happen because it's a book. It's a rating book. They don't let us do that.
Yeah. I bet we could have done it. We should just fake the injuries.
Yeah, I could do that.
Adam could have said he's just not coming in if they don't let him take the night off, and they would have said sure.
Yeah.
Adam's a hard ass, though.
Let me explain Adam. Adam's such a prima donna that he wants a security guard so he doesn't get accosted out in the street, and wants a workplace where he doesn't have to wade through a rice paddy from Vietnam in order to get to the front door of the dump that he's currently working in. And after about 6 months of kind requests, Adam just eventually says he's not coming in, and that's how it works.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Prima donna. Brian?
Yeah, that's me.
What's happening?
Not too much. How are you doing?
Good. How do you spell your name?
Bryon.
All right.
Wow.
Here's the whole thing, phone screeners. Ignore retarded spellings and just say...
Bryan.
If a guy says his name is Brian, you spell it like Brian.
Yeah. If he was,
otherwise, I just look at it and I go Byron.
And if he said it's spelled S-M-I-T-H, ignore.
Ignore.
Yeah.
Whatever he says. Right. That's my point. What's happening, Brian?
Not too much. What's going on? I thought you guys were doing great. And Adam, I swear to God, you sound just like my grandfather.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a Choctaw gynecologist?
No, actually, he's an Indian that was in the Navy, but, you know, he tries to act, so it's pretty funny.
And does he do the American Indian voice for you?
No, he doesn't do the American Indian voice, but he gets pretty... Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
He gets pretty messed.
Hold on a second. First off, I'm shocked that American Indian would drink. It's pretty yes, right?
Well, first of all, we've not actually established that the guy's American Indian.
It's a good question. Yeah, I didn't bring that up.
He listened to that line of conversation. It was, so he gives the American Indian voice? No. He just gets really messed up.
Face. No, it says, yeah, I'm sorry. It says here that the guy's part American Indian. Brian?
Yes.
What kind of American Indian?
Sioux.
All right. And your grandfather's full blooded or half or what is he?
Actually, my grandfather's full, so I'm a fourth.
Fourth,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what gives you your tenacity?
Something like that.
Yeah. So what's happening?
I'm a Southern California guy. I have no connection to my roots, like most of us. So,
good. Good.
I thought it was hilarious what you guys were doing over there.
Thanks, buddy.
Dr. Drew, I love the way you're playing along with it, man. You've come so far, man.
It really has. It really has.
Brian, thanks you for that.
Such a tribute.
Yes, thank you.
And look, everybody, I know everyone likes to go nutty. Everyone likes to go nutty with the, getting in touch with their heritage and their roots. And everyone talks about how great it is and then secretly makes fun of it. I'm not kidding when I wish that everyone would just drop that ass with their roots and their heritage and all that crap. It causes division and wars and people get killed. And whether it's your religion or your roots or whatever, all we do is applaud. Oh, you're getting in touch with. Please. You walk around your goofy hat. You go hang out with people who are 1/16th whatever you are, and then
nice
sit around.
Knowledge
and,
of, yes.
Yeah, not even. And then what ends up happening is you end up electing some guy, and he ends up wanting to get your language stamped on textbooks. And the next thing you know, we got a ass bucket we're all living in. Let's all just drop it. Don't forget about what you are. God bless.
Start rowing.
God bless Brian. Yeah, right. Just forget what you are. Forget what your grandparents are. It's got nothing. You're American. Let's go. Here we go now. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it together. We got it. Here's the deal. Here's your gig. Get a job. Fight to keep it. And let's see if we can blow up some terrorists. That's it. That's our job. You going over to the such and such studies center to find out more about, please. And by the way, those people ever get anywhere? Huh? Mm. You know, the ones who put on the ceremonial garb and do the nonsense that whatever they did, they're probably, no. Look, everyone's forefathers, they weren't great people. Let's be honest. Mine were probably some of the lazy guineas, probably. Had to be. Probably just got drunk and fell asleep and died on farming equipment or something. Idiots. Forget about them. Forget about your past. And look, here's the reason you're here, by the way. Wherever you're from, asshole. Let's be honest. wherever you're from is at least worse than this, and quite a significant, quite significantly.
When your ancestors left, it must have been a lot worse than this.
Yes,
that's it's a, where you think about the forces in power.
Say whatever you want about this country, your place you're from. Dump. Now get it together. Let's go. You're an American, everybody. Yeah, yeah. Now I know the American Indians have me on a technicality because they were here.
Right.
All right, but either way, let's go. Buffalo's gone. TP's gone. Let's rock.
Either way.
No, I'm just, you know, first off, you know, Los Angeles speaks like 152 languages and everything's printed in 152 versions. And it's just everyone loves where they're from. Oh, they're beloved wherever you're from. Fill in the blank. It's a dump. You fled here. Let's face it. It's not like you came here to open a dentistry practice. You were an attorney where you're from and had to flee. Because you know, the government was so corrupt and the sewer system was backed up and it's a dump. You came here because where you're from is a dump. Now stop pretending like where you're from is the world's greatest place and start focusing on this goddamn place. We're all Americans. That's what we should be giving thanks to. We got one common enemy. That's the terrorists and the left-hand turn signals. We don't need those arrows. We have two common enemies, Drew. And that's it. Remember, keep in mind, where you're from is a dump. Thank you.
There you go.
Let's go. You don't have to go there. You don't have to get in touch with anybody. And let's all stop being supportive. Oh, I went back to my native, and I went ahead, and I sat in the 5-gallon bucket my grandfather used to dump in. Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. All right, just knock it off. You stay here. Or go back and visit and stay in your beloved Shangri-La, wherever that dump is. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
There we go.
Thank you. Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what I want you to start saying?
What's up?
Hi.
Okay, let's go to break.
Hi. All right, let's go to break. Yes, Chris?
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Yay, we're all talked out. Take a break. Let's play a song.
Yeah, that was a good segment we had there.
Sure.
But it was in the John.
Drew and I talk so much in the toilet that we're actually parched now. We're on the air. I got cotton mouth and burnt out. My brain's empty.
We let dance. We schmooze.
We got nothing.
Carried on.
Hey, phone number, everybody. 1-800-LOVE-191. Engineer Chris.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm going to need you to take the next call.
Chris. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, he's sassy. Listen, everyone here is sassy because no one gets paid. So it's like, you want to fire me? It's like a warden threatening to throw you out of prison. Yeah, you want? I'll toss your ass right out of that hole. Right out. You know, we share the toilet and the 4x9s. Yeah. You want out? I'll throw you out, mister. It's like, yeah, please do me a favor. Toss me out. Let me say this. Here's where I'm coming up with the high thing. I'm trying to get my assistant to do it because.
God. Why don't you just go straight to Heil for your assistant?
Heil?
Forget the Heil.
All right.
Let's go. Heil.
All right. I'll write that down.
There you go.
I'm going to say Heil. It's longer than Heil.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can break them into that.
Here's the thing. When you're watching TV, once in a while you come across one of those Japanese shows. And it's funny. They're like, it's news or it's sports wrap-up or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? In between the matches of the sumo wrestling. They'll go to this place, but the Japanese are so bizarre. Like, it doesn't look like a sports center or anything. It looks like there's like rice paper and like weird, you know, characters, Chinese or Japanese.
It probably says sports things. Center. That's what
No. It's just stuff. It's like a flower pot and, you know, some rice paper. And you're like, I don't know. You couldn't tell if it was politics or religion or cooking. Everything is sort of. And there's two guys sitting there, and one guy's talking. He's talking a mile a minute, and the other guy's standing next to him. Hey. Which is, I agree. Yes. No,
actually,
you're right.
I love that, actually.
It's instant.
It's engaging.
But it's confirmation all the time. It's the equivalent of feverishly nodding when someone's talking.
Yeah, they're engaged.
As opposed to Americans who are like, I disagree.
Right.
I disagree.
Right.
No, I did. No, you know,
and then repeat the
same
thing.
And then say the exact same thing. Yeah. So here's what I figured out. I officially, the other day, Drew, I don't know if I told you about this, I hit a little bit of a landmark. You know, we've spoke on the cell phone before, right?
You and I?
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah, we probably have thousands of hours logged on the cell phone. And as Drew knows, I can get a little head of steam going. Yeah. On the cell phone.
Yeah.
And I can talk.
Well, I like the way you, in fact, presented the fact that you have spoke on the phone. Yeah. We haven't had a conversation. You speak.
No. Yeah. Okay. I yell at Drew via the telephone. It's really like an intercom. His side is broken.
Right. Just a little,
and I just yell stuff at him. Yeah. And I realized, now the phone is cut out on us 700,000 times.
Yes.
Because
every night.
Los Angeles, not a big cell phone city.
No, and so they can't have coverage. Why would they bother having coverage everywhere?
Well,
especially downtown.
I understand. I would understand if it was a city where people were in their cars.
Or used cell phones or invented cell phones, or something like that.
Or there was some commerce going on or some business but it's not a big economy out here. And people don't
especially
spend time in their cars.
Businesses conducted on the phone.
Not L.A. No. God damn forbid we have an extra couple cell towers. Anyway, nothing worse than Los Angeles. Cell phones cut out every 5 feet.
Yeah.
And I realize because I'm long-winded and I'm usually in the middle of the diatribe, I talk for 4 or 5 minutes at a time before I realize there's no response.
It should tell you something, by the way, Adam, that every time a phone's cutting out, it's during your speaking.
I'm now starting to think people are hanging up. Here's me point. The other day, I passed a milestone, which was... I now have 1 year of nonstop talking with nobody on the other line. It's two minutes here, 30 seconds there, 5 minutes.
Nice.
It's actually
that's
1 year of nonstop talking with nobody on the other line.
It's good.
And I realized now here's my problem.
I missed.
The
pearls.
Yeah. I got an assistant who doesn't like responding when I talk, you know.
Hi.
So that's right. So I start talking, and I say, hey, you got to go down to Far West Ply and pick up some of that CDX Ply. And there's, like, long beats, and I'm on the cell phone. And I'm like, hello? And he's like, yeah. I think he does it to piss me off. But the point is I start saying, you got to say hi. And not hi, how are you, but hey.
Hi.
After each thing. Now watch. We'll show you how this works.
Go. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Right? Well, try this, right?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, I need to head down to Far West Ply, and I need to pick up some CDX Good One Side 3/4 Mahogany.
Hi.
And after that, I want you to swing by the cleaners. I got some dry cleaning over there.
Hey.
Need you to pick that up.
Hey.
And then I'm going to need you. You know what? I think my mom's Christmas gift is done down at the S Palace. I'm going to need you to swing by there.
Hey.
You see? See how it works? See, now there's none of that. Hello? Hello? Did you hear me? And if you think about it, you know, they have this kind of talk in the military. There's the over and the
yes,
Roger
yes,
and
sir.
All that kind of stuff. No, but when they
yes,
talk
yes,
via,
right.
not in person.
The airplane, too. They got it.
Yeah, that you have to.
Or you repeat, by the way, in the airplane, you repeat the command, which
right.
I think is what your guy ought to pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. But for now, the...
United 220, descend and maintain 1-2000.
1-2000.
1-2020 out.
Hey! All right, so Engineer Chris... Over here, bud. Engineer Chris, he drifts off. Engineer Chris, I'm going to need you to just answer with a very affirmative, hey, hey. Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
That's good. And again, it's not the hi, how are you? It's the Japanese.
No, it's
oh,
the,
yes.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, I got it.
It's sort of think busting a board with your foot while taking a crap.
Okay.
Ouch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hey. No. Yeah. Hey. Okay.
Hey.
All right. All right. So, Engineer Chris, later on.
Hey.
We're going to play Ranchero Countdown.
Hey.
And so you're going to need to queue up for that.
Right.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
So close.
When they don't respond, it's
time
it's
to chop the head off.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's
brutal.
Yeah. It's like, huh? What? Insulting.
Yeah. That's a slap in the face. You now have to kill yourself in the name of the emperor. Jason?
Hello?
Is you 17?
Hello, yes. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Jason. Jason
Drew.
Smokes way too much pot.
Wow. You smoke a lot of weed.
Hey!
Hey! I mean, are you high?
No, I don't. Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Jason.
I got a question for you about a psychologist who did a study. His name is Dr. Ron Levine. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. See? You see what happens? Drew, start doing a high
thing. I did it with you. We both did it.
Yeah, but we're both delayed. Go ahead, Jason. Hello? We'll try to do the high thing.
Hi, I'm wondering about a study. There's a Dr. Ron Levine. He's in Van Nuys.
Hi.
Hi.
He did a study about fetuses.
Hi.
Hi.
And he said that in the fetuses, when they're in the womb, they've done ultrasound tests that say they masturbate.
Hi.
Hi.
And I was wondering if that's true.
Hi.
Hi. No.
Listen, there's masturbating and there's masturbating. There's one thing that happens, particularly to human males, is that they touch their junk.
Right.
And when, like, for instance, when somebody's coming out of a coma, the first thing they start to do is they start to sort of masturbate a little bit. There's something about our central nervous systems that we sort of self-stimulate by a matter of sort of automatic, primitive kind of a function. And so naturally enough, yes, a fetus at a certain age would begin to touch its genitalia. It doesn't actually masturbate. And then to interpret it as masturbation, I think, is a little bit presumptuous. You know, so I'm sure, yes, I'm sure they've documented fetuses touching themselves.
Yeah. I've told you before about how I would work with the coma victim thing, which is they always say, it's all movies and all TV shows. You talk to him. You sit by his bed and you talk to him. You keep talking to him. I don't know what the hell that does.
Nothing.
It's like you talk to him. But in movies, you go talk to him. But I would pull up a chair, midnight. I'd be at the hospital. Dad, it's your son. It's Adam. Dad!
Oh, Christ.
Oh, listen, screw this. You want Chinese? I'm going. Yeah. All right. Screw it.
People are very funny about this stuff. But, you know, the self-stimulating.
How about a tape recording? If you got a job. I'm talking about someone's in a coma. I'm just thinking about in a coma.
What exactly would talking to them do?
I've seen it. I see it in all the movies.
The kind of primitive man stuff.
I like that stuff, too. He can hear you. He may not. He feels your presence. There's a lot of that in life, you know. You're in a coma, right?
Yeah.
Here, let me tell
coma
you.
Coma, by the means, altered relation to the external environment.
Yeah, let me tell you a definition of coma. You don't know what the hell's going on.
If
you had some sense that your loved ones were sitting around your bed, you wouldn't be in a coma.
Right.
Right?
If you could identify people, if you knew where you were.
Oh, you hear your name.
And by the way.
You wake right up.
That's even then being confused. Not knowing where you are, not knowing who's that's not as bad as coma. The coma's far deeper than not being able to identify people, not knowing where you are. Mm-hmm. So even if they were awake, they still wouldn't know who you were and where they are, nor would they remember it. But the thing I said about the masturbation stuff, I've actually only routinely seen that in obviously young males.
Hey.
Older males aren't as apt to self stimulate.
Older males aren't.
The young males got the juice going, you know what I'm saying? And so they
what do you mean older males?
Like men in their 80s when they're in a coma self-stimulating.
I even forgot how coma came up. I just thought, I'm now at the point with the show where I just think I bring things up that mean nothing to anybody. Well, I mean, no, I'm with that, but I mean, I just keep making things up. Yes, but no, yes. You said coma. That's yes. Right. Hey.
And you are at the point where you just keep making things up.
Hey. Jacqueline?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
My question is that I've noticed as my breasts have been developing, one of them has developed a little bit bigger than the other.
By a full, a cup size difference, or is it that noticeable?
It's about a cup size difference.
Yeah, that's actually very, very common, Jacqueline. It's real common for there to be a size asymmetry, a directional asymmetry, this sort of thing. So it's not something you should be. Yeah, you shouldn't be worried about it.
What cup size are you?
Well, one's like a double D, one's a D.
Hey,
hi.
Wow.
So
yeah, it just looks like a big. At the end of the day, it's just a big rack. That's fine.
It's fine. Do not worry.
How big's the rest of you?
Huh?
How tall are you, baby?
5'2".
Who?
Mm-hmm. Low. How much do you weigh?
Huh? How much do I weigh?
Hold on a second. That's 20 pounds added right there. You give one more, huh?
Let me think about it.
And how much do I weigh? Now you've gone up 25 pounds. All right, let me try this. Where's she, Jacqueline? Wait. But she has a hot name. Jacqueline?
Uh-huh.
How much do you weigh?
How much? I weigh 125.
When I hear the how much do I weigh sort of shoehorned into 125, now I'm at 137. Yeah.
No, I don't weigh 137.
Huh?
I don't weigh 137.
I know. You're reading your driver's license, but I'm looking at the scale.
How tall are you again?
5'2".
5'2".
Mm-hmm.
Pretty short.
All right.
She's small. She's just right.
She's just right if she wasn't lying about 125.
All right.
All right, now look, you got a nice
ring.
Take it home and use it. Hey! No, you're fine, baby doll. Little asymmetry. Well, but by the way, women are constantly with the, you know, inverted nipples and the stretch marks and the asymmetry in the breast.
Like guys care. Like
guys don't know.
And by the way,
they don't even
think
care.
A percentile difference, the difference between a B and a C, D and a double D, not as much of a percentile difference.
Right. One's 50% more, basically, right. And the other's 10% more.
Exactly.
Thank you. Hey! All right, Engineer Chris, yeah, wake up, buddy. What did you do? Did you eat a bunch of turkey before you came in tonight?
No.
You got like a tryptophan.
No, he's high tonight. No.
Oh,
he's
you're
on
high?
His game.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm good.
All right, you're cool.
Yeah,
he's all excited. How you doing on the ranchero music?
That's good.
Oh, you good? Really?
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. He does a good hey. Okay. Let's play a little Ace's Ranchero
well, here's
Mexican Accordion Countdown.
A caller wants to play with us.
Here. Oh, wants to play with us.
Oh, right. Here's wait. First, a little history.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. So a little history of the Ranchero Countdown?
Yeah.
Brian.
Yes.
What's happening?
Hey,
21.
How'd you get the idea for the Ranchero Mexican Music Countdown?
Well, I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how that came about. No harp music? I've obviously worked in the construction field in Southern California for many, many years with my Mexican brethren. And I don't know if a lot of people understand, like, the sort of breakdown in at least the Southern California area when it comes to doing that kind of work, which is you don't work with black guys, you don't work with Asian guys, you don't work with Jewish.
If you do construction.
If you do construction.
But masonry, that must be the Jewish guys.
Yeah, that's mainly the Hasids do masonry. Yeah, they love mixing up a batch of mortar. Now, if you work in the construction field in Southern California, you work with Latino guys. Now, I'm not saying Mexican because I work with guys from, you know, El Salvador. Nicaragua, and all parts. And by the way, the white guys just call them all Mexican, and then they get mad. But the point is ranchero music is the music of choice on the construction site, and that's all you hear. So yeah, you realize that then after listening to it for a while, accordion becomes a strong theme.
How long were you listening? What's a while?
Many years.
Okay.
Many painful years.
Yeah.
And then you realize that this is the world's most annoying music, and then it's made more annoying by the most annoying instrument, the accordion. And then while we were sitting around the writer's room, I just decided... Jimmy Kimmel Live, you know, in lieu of writing jokes, I decided, look, I just arbitrarily, you flip on the radio. We leave it on the Spanish station. You flip
Spanish.
It on... Spanish. The Mexican station, well, Spanish-speaking station. How dare you, Drew?
Just to let you know,
turn me
Adam,
into a non-racist. Yes,
the caller Brian hung up about right when you started your story, pretty much.
No, he didn't, because he responded to us a couple times, but there was a hang-up noise. That's why
we put
him on hold.
And Ziggy checked, and he's gone.
I whatever.
Maybe he didn't like you. I don't know. Maybe he didn't like your explanation.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Maybe he wanted. I don't know.
Hi,
all right, Engineer Anderson.
I just wanted to let you know.
Thanks, buddy. You really, I'll tell you, you're at the top of my Christmas list.
More underwear?
Just quiet down, please. Jesus Christ. I swear to God. Oh, if I had any energy at all, it'd be great. Just fire everyone. All right, where am I, Drew?
Hi.
Hi. I know the guy's off the line, Anderson. I put him on hold. I have a screen in front of me.
We heard the clicking. That's why I put him on
hold. Thanks for undermining the story.
Hi.
I appreciate that.
So you were sitting around the writer's table. You leave it on the Mexican station. You're mad at me for saying Spanish.
Yeah.
And?
And we start flipping it on and off and taking some bets. And that's how the Ranchero
bets
accordion
counts. Bets on how soon before you hear an accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's where it started. And
all
now
right.
Now it comes to you. Now we share it with America.
And a call wants to share it with us.
All right. You want to play along? Matt?
Yeah.
All right. You want to play along?
Yeah, I want to play.
All right. Give us
a bet.
All right. I didn't call in to be conservative, so I'm going to go with 7 seconds.
Seven seconds.
Bold.
I am going bold today.
Well, I'm gonna counter with a bold move. Instant.
Drew's Drew, by the way, dead nuts on last night.
Yep, with 3 seconds over.
No, it was 5 seconds.
Five,
it was 5 seconds, and it really probably won about 5.3. But that's not much. You know, it's not like it's not the Olympic trials here. Mm-hmm. That 0.3, not much. All right, so Drew has the instant. Matt has seven. Seconds. I'm going to go bold. I'm going to go crazy bold. You ready? You ready for this?
Okay.
No accordion.
Hi.
Zero accordion. Zero accordion.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Whew.
That's bold.
That's crazy.
You want to talk huevos. Huevos.
He's lost it.
Yeah. That's a crazy guy.
Drop trout. He'll drop trout. This guy's going to drop trout, Chris. Watch out. He will drop trout.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
You poised? I'm going to count you in. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. There. All right.
Five
seconds. Wait a minute. Caller Matt has won.
Yes, he has.
I got it?
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
It was cutting out on my phone.
Oh, you know. No, here it is. Yeah. 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 That's you, buddy. 5 seconds. And since you picked seven and Drew picked immediate and I picked zero, you're right on. You know, we've done this twice with callers and they've won each time, Drew. I don't know what that says about us.
Hi.
Yes. All right. So we should we take a call? Should we take a break? What do you want to do?
Call. Let's see.
Molested who's left at five.
Let's take six. Been up there 6 years.
Married for 6 months and also wants oral sex techniques.
60 minutes, line six. Let's do that.
What about 80 minutes?
80 minutes. I beg your pardon. 80 minutes, line six.
Are you on 80 minutes or 60
minutes?
I want
80 minutes. 80. Let's play.
Okay. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. You're 13. What's up?
I was molested when I was five. And ever since, like, last year, I just, like, got really sexual and started doing a lot of really dumb stuff. And I wanted to know if it had anything to do with what happened to me when I was little.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you stop doing that dumb stuff?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people told me.
Well, you know what's interesting, Sarah? I had a conversation with a patient tonight who was doing a lot of dumb stuff. And she was beginning to engage in a treatment process where she trusted people to help her. And she was starting to open up to the emotional pain that she'd been suffering. And she said something very interesting to me tonight. She goes, you know, I've noticed a decreased drive to do what you guys are calling those self-destructive things.
Hey.
Those so-called self-destructive things. That literally when you get engaged in a process of recovery or treatment, the drive to do these stupid things goes down. They're not so satisfying. They're not so gratifying. You're not driven to do them because the drive, the sort of the source of that energy is being dealt with, being diminished. So how about doing something before you actually do something that is permanently harmful? And by the way, these behaviors don't tend to cause you to feel good about yourself.
Hey.
And how about doing things that actually make you feel good? There is such a thing. Not just feel better, not just give you relief, but actually make you feel good.
I use, like, marijuana. It just, like, makes you feel, like, you can't stop laughing forever.
Sarah.
Oh, boy.
I've tried, Did you hear anything I said?
No. Look, I'm shifting from...
Don't get pregnant.
Yeah, what it is you want to come in and, you know, remodel the house, put a little faux paint.
Yes,
the,
I do.
On the wall.
Nice appliances back in there.
Put some new appliances on. I'm looking to board up the windows.
Yeah.
So the place doesn't blow through when the hurricane's coming.
Hurricanes. You know? We're in the middle of it.
All right. The point is I'm on damage control. I just don't want to blow out the windows.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going into with Sarah here. Sarah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the deal. You're 13.
Hi.
You're gonna have years of look. You don't have to listen to anything I say, and I'm sure you're not. And you know,
I am. I'm just trying to get some advice because my mom says that I'm an out of control teenager.
Well,
something has horrible happened to you that's driving you to harm yourself, to do destructive things. And I know they don't seem destructive; they seem like things that make you feel better, but they're not going to make you feel good.
Here's the thing too, which is life is challenging enough without hobbling yourself by doing really stupid effed up things every 10 minutes. You know, it's difficult enough to, you know, get along, to succeed, to make the right decisions, to do what it's going to take to have the kind of life that you can be happy with and proud of and so on and so forth. And when here's what I'm going to say, Drew. The people I know that were successful and the ones that were unsuccessful, it wasn't really about IQ and it wasn't really about calories burnt or anything like that. It was the ones that were unsuccessful had to keep derailing and sabotaging and effing themselves up.
But, yeah.
And it's like, it's, it's hard enough. It's hard enough to run the marathon. It's another thing if you're going to want to drink a six pack and eat a bucket of chicken while you're doing it and take off one shoe. You're taking a challenging thing and making it impossible.
But the other thing, the kinds of things that the Sarahs of the world like to do tend to, in retrospect, cause very intense shame.
Mm-hmm.
And that shame tends to cause you to want to do more of these things.
Hey!
As opposed to doing things that actually make you feel good about yourself because you're taking care of yourself.
Right. And it's what I call a shame spiral.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know a ton about World War II, but the SS.
Yeah. Shame spiral, yeah.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
SS.
Because I see a lot of that on the History Channel. I don't know. I thought it was something that had to do with Hitler.
Well,
I didn't know it was shame spiral. The point is once you start screwing up, once you start doing drugs, once you start screwing around with guys, it becomes easier and easier and easier. Mm-hmm. It's that sort of stepping stone stuff. Once you start with the petty crimes, it's easier. Then you're breaking into someone's house. Next thing you know, you're stabbing someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everything works that way.
You step it up.
You just ratchet it up slowly,
because you're looking
that way.
You're looking to deal with things through behaviors that aren't actually dealing with the problems.
Right. Sarah.
Yeah.
Let's get yourself a little help for what happened to you when you were younger and see if things don't come into focus a little
I
more clearly.
I just don't like to talk about it.
Of course not.
Well,
that's
look,
why you do it your way.
I know, but here's the deal. Your plan in life is perfect if you're going to get killed on a moped when you're 15. You know what I mean? But it's a great plan. It's perfect. Like, it's whole things. Like, if I had a magic, if I had a crystal ball and realized at 13 I was going to get killed on a moped when I was 15, I would just start eating candy. I would never study. I wouldn't go to the therapist.
You raise
and I would
an
just
interesting
do whatever
point.
I
That's
want.
Probably why nature put those kinds of mechanisms in place. Because in nature, when things were, man, it was natural and didn't have toxins.
You feel toxins in your body?
Toxins, we average life expectancy was about 18 to 22.
Right.
So you can go ahead and just go nuts. And,
do whatever you want.
And reproduce quickly, and then you'll be dead.
Right. And that's what these folks do. They reproduce quickly, and then they're dead, not because a lion kills them, but because they get a bad rig, and they get infected from some heroin they're slamming. So here, well, a lot of street. I sound like Beretta there. For saying, you take that to the bank. The point is your plan's good if you're going to get cleaned out in 5 years or 3 years or 2 years. It's not good if you want to have a family, have a life, have a career,
right.
So on and so forth. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Andrew, Chris, ready to take a break?
Hey.
Hey. Come on, Fonzie. Give it again.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey. Okay. You ready to take a break, Chris?
Hey.
No, not
I.
Not I.
Hey.
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 Crapping
I
don't
know
and
if
kicking.
He's effing with us or not. Remember the 1300 height you said?
Yeah.
I need one more. Are you ready?
There you go.
You ready to take a. I got a cue. You ready to take a break?
Hey!
Yeah.
All right, after this. Yeah. Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Oh, it's that good time of the year. Everyone's going to be eating, going to be watching football.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's nice, too, is I never used to get paid on holidays. Swinging a hammer. People don't really realize how that works and how much it sucks. It's like you got that thing where it's like, well, I can afford to take Thanksgiving off, but I'm going back on Friday. And you just, how much do you really enjoy sitting home not getting paid, especially when you're living paycheck to paycheck? Nice getting paid. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Chris, you getting paid?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Hey.
Oh, hey.
You do? You get paid? You get paid for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm part-time. So,
so you don't get paid?
If I work the day, yeah. I mean, I'll get paid.
Oh, hold on a second.
I mean...
Write that down. So you're saying if you work,
I'm
confused.
It's not a paid
holiday. Tonight you're not getting paid then, right?
I'm sorry, it's not a paid holiday.
Not a paid holiday.
Okay.
All right. So you don't get paid, but if you did come in at like 4 o'clock, you get paid.
Yeah.
Now let me show you this. If you work for an hour, you get paid for 1 hour, right?
Right.
How about if you work for two?
two.
Oh, two. Right. Okay, good. Hi.
That's called. That's called. Chris calls that golden time. All right, Brandon.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I recently spied on my girl.
It's so funny because K-Rock is so cheap. I was like, what? They're paying Chris for a holiday? And then it came into focus. Yeah. No. And it, look, if we were bigger men, we'd pay him out of our own pocket, but we're just not. Brandon?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
I recently spied on my girlfriend, and I caught them having sex.
Mm.
Who's them?
My brother and my girlfriend.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Why didn't you come in screaming and...
Drew, would you have?
Huh?
It's hard to predict. I would have lost my mind. In some fashion.
Me too. After feverishly masturbating, I would have lost my mind.
It's like, I want to know how I could, confront them.
How you can confront them?
And hold on, let me talk to my partner.
The guy sounds squirrely, but it's got to be bogus because there's no question.
It's bogus. Yeah. He's bogus.
Phantom.
Brandon.
Yeah.
You know what you share with the word bogus?
Huh?
You both start with a B.
Yeah.
Bogus and Brandon. Bogus Brandon.
No, I want to know how I could confront them.
Yeah, how to confront in Loveline world?
Non-question.
Is a non-question is a bogus
question.
You're
not asking a question. This is bogus. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, listen, all you jack-offs that are home and do that. Why do you think... you always say people were molested. Or you always think people... look, if we weren't right every time, I wouldn't do it.
Same with the bogus. We know when it's bogus. We know.
Yeah, we're not 100%, but that was a non-question.
Think about the sort of nuanced questions that people ask, and the sort of specificity. No one who has a real question ever calls up and says, how do I confront fill in the blank?
And again,
that's a non-question.
Non-question. Thanks. And look, here's our only rule with the boguosity.
Make it good.
Make it good. And then when we bust you, be man enough.
Don't just hang up. Just go, hi.
Yes. Anthony?
Hello?
17. And by the way, there's another thing. Bring something to the goddamn table. If you're going to do make a bogus phone call, then make one.
Develop it.
Develop it and fight back the tears. Don't be like...
No, wait. I don't encourage them. Encourage them to go to the point where
I don't want you to go, I saw my father shoot himself 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you can't unfairly load the deck against us.
No, we have to go
along with it no matter what.
Right. None of those AIDS calls. Right. No Drew's a genius call. Nothing fantastic that we can't believe it.
Right.
But don't give that, I saw my brother.
No.
My girlfriend.
Here it is. I was alone in my friend's house. I was waiting for him after school, and his mom came home. And then she came downstairs without any clothes on. And then she tried to give me a BJ.
Yeah.
I want to know, should I tell my friend?
Should I tell him about it? I filmed it. Should I show him the film? And then I was like this one, too. Everyone's such an idiot. They're like, what was she wearing?
What room are you in? What was the wallpaper looking like? What are you watching on TV?
I gotta go.
Yeah. No, first is, how dare you?
What was she wearing?
Repeat the question.
Really?
Huh?
What was she wearing? Couldn't go with jeans and a t-shirt? You gotta convene for that one? Living room, nothing? Where are you? Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Anthony?
Hello?
You're 17?
Yeah, I have a Jimmy in Florida.
Beautiful, brother.
All right. Police say a man bit an officer and his dog Friday after trying to stiff a cab driver on an early morning fare. So-and-so was charged Friday with assaulting a police officer, resisting arrest, and stealing. A police officer said the suspect broke the skin of an officer's hand when he bit him. The man then nearly bit the ear off the police dog.
Wow.
Well, that's speed.
That's speed. You mean you don't bite police dogs unless you're either high or super hungry.
Yeah. Or it's just super, super psychotic or super manic.
That's speed. Police dog, Florida, but Germany.
Yeah.
Seems like Germany is sort of the home of dogs that do your bidding, you know?
Yeah.
tough.
I can't. It's a
cab,
tough one.
Cab. No, no
early
help.
Morning cab. Early morning cab.
Goes
yeah. Florida.
Yeah, they don't have. Goes Florida?
Yeah, they goes Florida.
Yeah, because guys all right, been up Florida. All night. Yeah, up Florida. All night with the speed.
Yeah, yeah.
Florida. Florida?
Yeah. It's a very
Anthony,
tough one.
Anthony, we're going Florida.
Oh, you got Germany.
Oh,
good
man.
One. Good one.
Brutal. And going into the long holiday weekend with that kind
of slump.
Yeah. We're gonna droop. Ah, oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you guys gonna be playing any more Aces According Countdown tonight?
Yeah. To play. Why you want to play?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm gonna put you on hold, Anthony.
All right.
And we're gonna take a commercial break, and then we'll come back. You're gonna join in playing. See if you can go 2 for 2. And by the way, You could be the first caller in Loveline history, and the show's been on for 20 years or maybe more in Southern California, at least, although Aces According to Countdown is relatively new. But still, technically, the first Loveline caller in as long as the show has been on the air to win not only Germany or Florida, but Aces Mexican Ranchero According Countdown in the same evening.
That would be an honor.
It's huge.
It's not guaranteed. We're good. The odds are stacked against you, my friend. But you could walk away wearing the double-sided crown. Are you ready to take that challenge?
Yeah, for sure.
Between all right. Of Egypt.
What's that?
The red and the white. There we go. Let's go.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Aces Ranchero Mexican According Countdown after this. Gotta get it on. Gonna get it on. I'll tell you what there, kiddies. Next week, Mark McGrath is going to be in here. And also Dana Devon is going to be in here. Seems like Devon, but I think it's Devon from Extra. They make a nice team. Mark is, of course, from Sugar Ray. And Mark's one of these guys that you would love to hate him, except for he's the nicest
he's
guy in the
guy,
world.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Yeah.
Yes?
And smart.
And super smart. He really always makes me feel like he could do this job anytime he wanted to. And I'll just go co-host Extra. I don't know, by the way, if you're this way, Drew, but those shows are guilty pleasures for me.
Oh, no. There's my wife watches those.
There's certain shows
them.
I don't gravitate to, and then there's all the Access Hollywoods and the extras, and it's like, Julia Roberts is giving birth to twins. What she's eating. And I'm like, oh, I got to find out what she's
What's
eating.
Up with Britney?
What's up with Britney? Yeah, well, I got to find out what's up with Britney. And then I get angry.
Yeah.
Nothing's up with Britney.
No, I can't.
She's lip syncing. She's got cankles.
I really don't like those shows.
Hmm?
I will not tell Mark this, but I really don't like those shows.
I find them destructive to the fabric of society.
Yeah, yeah.
Because here's what ends up going on. I think people just sit home. They watch Gwyneth Paltrow, $40 million for her next film, How the Starlet Gets in Shape. And then the guy just turns and looks at his fat wife on the sofa with the hole in it and goes, I'm going to kill you.
Here's why I would like those shows. If somebody said, let's sit somebody down and have a conversation about who that person actually is, now I'm in.
After Extra, look forward to Boring with Dr. Drew.
But I see, I'd find that interesting.
Blah.
Wouldn't you?
Bob Pat O'Brien.
Who is that person?
Who is that person? Yeah. J-Lo and Mark Anthony. Yeah.
Don't you think, by the way, that was an interesting story that people missed? That there was all this Ben Jen stuff, and then she dumps him mid-engagement, and he gets married to somebody else.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No?
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. I mean, no one cares what happens to Ben. Yeah, the Sox won the World Series. And he's banging Jennifer Garner.
He's whatever.
Relax. You don't watch those shows, remember?
I
know. All right, so start acting like it. Anthony?
Yep.
17?
No. Anthony's playing a Ranchero Countdown.
I know. It's just resetting, Drew.
Okay.
Anthony?
Yes.
So you ready to play a little Aces Mexican Accordion Ranchero Countdown?
Totally.
Okay. Now, what is your pick before the accordion comes in?
I'm thinking 3 seconds right now.
It's tough to work around 3. You go under, you go over. It's tough.
I'm going extra bold 10.
You know what 3 is? 3 is like a fence that comes up. 3, hold on a second. Yes. 3 is a fence, Drew,
yep.
That comes up to your chest. Do you go over it or do you try to crawl under?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, now when the bar's up high, you just slide under, and when it's down low, you just step under. But three is the one that's right in the middle.
Yep.
You going under that fence? You going over that?
I'm going over.
You going over that fence?
Yep.
What are you going for?
10. Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious, dear Lord, Drew. I gotta take your temperature. You're going 10.
Yeah.
I'm going 5.
Okay.
You got that marked down?
Got it.
All right.
10. 5. What did he do? 3.
He did 3. Anthony?
Yeah.
Are you ready to play?
For sure.
All right. You ready there, Chris?
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2. I don't know. I gotta reset. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do this right. We're gonna wait till we get to
30.
To 30.
Okay.
2, 3, 2, 1, go. Yeah, that's a. Yeah, that's
it. That's
me. Yeah, it's almost instant.
So, Adam wins. Oh, no, he wins.
No,
he got
Anthony
the three.
Wins.
Why do we have to hear the same songs over and over?
It's
there's like a billion ranchero
it's not
songs.
The same songs.
We have heard that one before,
let me explain
I guarantee
something.
You.
There's a billion ranchero songs, like McDonald's has sold a billion hamburgers,
that's
but
right.
It's the same burger.
Yeah, I know, but we've
you
actually
understand?
Heard this one before.
No, we
right?
have not.
Okay.
No, we have not.
I don't know.
Turn it up. Turn it up, because I'm going to translate this song. Yeah. Okay. Right now, the young man, he's singing, he's lamenting. He's lamenting the fact that his father ever got him an accordion on his 5th birthday and forced him to play it.
That's it?
Yeah,
I want another
big ending. Big ending. Big ending. Big ending, that's all. Yeah, okay. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
You win.
You now can show up at your high school, or if you're homeschooled, you can tell your mom that you're the first person in Loveline history to not only stump Ace and Dr. Drew on the Germany or Florida, but actually clean up in the Ace's Ranchero Accordion Countdown as well. God bless you, Anthony. All right. Now, here the young man sings. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he yelled, kill me. Kill me. I can't stop my hands. God, please kill me. It's like those vampire movies where the guy says, if I get bit, you got to promise me. And they're like, but Dad, no. If you see me start to turn, you put a bullet in my head or I'm going to kill you. That's what he's singing now. Okay. Now he says he wants to cut his ears off with a rusty machete so he can stop hearing this goddamn awful music. Yeah, nice. Ha, ha, ha.
Joke's on you.
Jokes on you. Kill me. Someone in the audience, step up. Now he's begging the sound engineer to come out of the booth and stab him with a drumstick. Yeah.
There you go.
There it is. That's the...
No. Okay, I'm going to kill myself now. Stop. No,
come on. We get you do it.
Oh, my God.
What if they played this while people were on hold on the suicide hotline?
Oh. Well, no calls.
People that called in... To look for jobs would kill themselves.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Here you go. Jesse, 21.
All right. Jesse.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. And I know people go, how dare you make fun of that music? I say, well, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be culturally insensitive, but that music blows such incredible ass that it's important to make fun of things that suck, no matter what culture they are.
All right, Jesse, what's going
Thank
on?
Thank you.
I'm 21. And for about the past 5 months, I've completely lost my sex drive.
And
I was wondering if it's possibly due to birth control?
Absolutely. That's rather common, in fact.
Really?
Are you on progesterone?
Well, I'm on the patch.
Which, yeah.
Orthoevra?
Yeah, is it the first time you've been on birth control?
No, not at all. And I've been on it for a year, and it just started about 5 months ago.
You've been on the patch for a year?
Yeah.
And you noticed the decreased sex drive 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Had you been on birth control before this year?
Yes, I was on the pill for 4 years.
What pill were you on?
It was a generic one, like really low dose. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
All right.
Help so, yes, for you, there's the birth control pills can often do this. Usually the lower dose estrogen pills are the ones that tend to do it. But for some women, the estrogen itself can drop your sex drive. Obviously, mood can do it. Other medical conditions, other medications also. So because Adam won't let me speak to you, I don't know if those things are relevant. So here
Ed.
We go. Ed?
Yeah. 23.
There Ed's been on hold for 74 minutes. I feel bad.
Finished now. How are you doing?
Good, Ed. Let's see. You've been married for 6 months, and you want oral sex techniques?
Well, you see, I didn't really convey the idea correctly. What the situation is, I have trouble.
What I'm going to need you to do for me right now, okay, so go
Sergeant
ahead and,
Friday.
Go ahead and put my penis in your mouth, okay, and start blowing, please. Okay, okay, right now. All right, go ahead, Ed. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, I've been trying and trying. Been with my wife for about 5 years. Got recently married. See, what the problem is, I have trouble getting her to climax with just clitoral stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tried was actually blowing in her vagina, and mm-hmm. she blew around the room like a balloon.
That's nice, Ed. That's nice.
I'm wondering how you stop something like that.
74 minutes on hold
for that.
Wow.
Speaking of blowing.
Yeah. Ed, I'll tell you, I'll give you this.
Perseverance.
You're borderline retarded, but you're tenacious. You're like a pit bull. 74 minutes on hold for that. God love you, Ed.
You know how long I've been waiting to do this?
Well, at least 74 minutes.
Hey, there actually was
a case of a woman who got her vagina blown into and got an air embolism into the vein around the uterus and died.
That's how my great grandmother went. Ed, yes.
Blow around the room like a balloon.
All right, Ed. What do you want to know about crank anchors? And if you say you want to make calls, I'm going to kill myself.
No. I want you to take Jim Florentine off the leash. Think about the terrorizing telemarketers on crank anchors.
All right, buddy. Okay.
What does that mean exactly?
Jim Florentine is a special ed.
Oh yeah.
And as well as Bobby Fletcher, the guy belches all the time. He also releases CDs, and I'm not sure we take him off the leash means. We just let him do what he wants to
stuff,
do.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show. Is that okay with you, Engineer Chris?
Hey.
Yeah, it's
been a good night.
All right, so let's just make sure we're squared off for tomorrow. It's a paid vacation for Engineer Chris if he comes in and works. If not, it's not.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I would choose to look at it as a paid vacation where I chose not to work, therefore I didn't get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
I want to thank Engineer Chris for putting up with all the service and having a delightful time with us all this week. I want to thank Engineer Michelle, who was in here. Wow, seems like it's been 100 years. I'm not sure when she was in here last, but I'll thank her anyway. I want to thank Junior. Junior. Lauren. Junior producer Lauren has been doing a wonderful job on her game, by the way. Soup to nuts. I'll tell you, on her game, a renewed, invigorated producer Lauren. Or I should say Junior.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to thank producer Ann, who doesn't need to improve her game. I want to thank engineer Anderson for being the Liberace of the potentiometers. And Zeke, the phone screener, and Brian, the phone screener. Wait, what did I say?
Ziggy.
Sorry. I screwed up. So, sorry, Ziggy. Until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. I can't believe you've been dating anybody. You're way too squirrely.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
I don't believe it's a thing either.
Squirrely, buddy.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.